May the name of the Lord be greatly praised for his goodness and his kindness, for his love, for his ever-present help that he gives us in times of need. Good morning. The Lord bless you all. Shalom, and may his peace reside in your heart. We're grateful for yet another day, and I wish to continue in our thoughts from Psalms 27. Some trust in chariots, others trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Today I just want us to look at the days of adversity and remembering the Lord in such times. The Bible says in Proverbs 24, I believe it's verse 9 or 10, that if you faint in the day of adversity, if we faint in the days of adversity, it is because our strength is small. And if we think about where our strength comes from, our strength does not come from our fleshly achievements or our past achievements, but our strength actually comes from the past achievements of the name of the Lord. When we remember what the name of the Lord had wrought or had done in the past, it gives us the courage to overcome our present situation. Each victory will help you some other to win. You know, this brings to mind David, who the Spirit of the Lord made the statement through, in the day of the adversity of the Israelites, when Goliath was spewing out threatenings and they were just about to be taken captive, if this adversity that was in front of them had overcome them, and you know, this problem was threatening them and defying the name of the Lord, just as our troubles, trials, situations sometimes makes us question the name of the Lord. That's exactly what Goliath was doing to the minds of the Jewish, of the Israelites. And it was working. They were all perplexed. They were all, you know, bowing down, which reflects that their strength is small because they didn't remember the name of the Lord. But remember that David, a man in whom the Spirit of the Lord, upon whom the Spirit of the Lord was, and he who has the mind, a mind after the heart of God, he remembered the name of the Lord and he drew strength from that. Remember the story, how he narrated how the Lord had given him victory over the lion, over the bear, and he was confident that in similar manner, that name of the Lord that earned those victory will give victory in this situation. Where the Israelites who were listening to Goliath, did not read about the victories that the Lord had achieved in the past, or did not have had personal testimonies of the name of the Lord and his, the victory of his right arm in their personal lives, they sure had. But just as the flesh will always never remember the name of the Lord, it takes the Spirit, it takes people with the Spirit of the Lord, which is called a different spirit, that helps to remember the name of the Lord. The Israelites, They didn't remember that God had done this or that in the past, but David remembered. If we recall, just speaking about a different spirit brings to mind the story of Joshua and Caleb. You know, the Bible says that they had another spirit. They had a different spirit. And this spirit was what helped them to remember the name of the Lord, while the other Israelites had totally forgotten that we witnessed the Lord who parted the Red Sea. We witnessed the Lord who brought down several plagues upon Egypt just to deliver us, mighty miraculous plagues that had never happened before or had never been heard. The Lord did it. Why wouldn't he give us victory in this situation that is ahead of us or that is before us? They are totally forgotten because the flesh always forgets. And we cannot depend upon the flesh to remember the name of the Lord, because the arm of flesh will always fail us. But the Spirit of the Lord, the Bible says that these two individuals had a different spirit, and they stood up. They were encouraged by recalling the great deeds of the Lord, and even tried to encourage the others to let them know that if the Lord is pleased with us, he will give us these people. They have no defense. They have nothing. They do not have anything. What do they have? They have horses and chariots. But we have the Lord with us. We remember the name of the Lord. And they, you know, because of this, the Lord, you know, promised them that they will enter into the land because they had a different spirit. Brothers, man always forgets, like I said. We need a different spirit to always remember the name of the Lord. The flesh will always fail in the days of adversity. The flesh will not remember. The arm of flesh will fail us. But the Spirit of the Lord, if we yield to it, we bring back our memories. We bring back to our memories what we have heard, what we have experienced, and even what we have read about the name of the Lord. In the days of adversity, which will come, I pray that we will remember the name of the Lord. And I pray that in remembering his name, we will draw strength, we will draw healing, and we will draw victory. In Jesus Christ's name. Good morning, and have a blessed day.